Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here with the End Abortion Podcast. Thank you for joining me. And I recently had a column, once again published in lifenews.com, where I'm a regular contributor. And it has to do with the upcoming events in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. The column was called Marching in Unity, Praying in Unity. Let me share that with you here now. I wrote as follows. This year, the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., Friday, January 18th, takes place on the first day of the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, January 18th to 25th. This highlights a critically important aspect of the pro-life movement, namely, that it is one of the most fruitful areas of cooperation between Christians of different denominations, and that cooperation in the task of saving children from the violence of abortion will be on full display that day, not only in the marching, but in the praying too, as Christians gather for the National Prayer Service in Constitution Hall that morning. Although the anniversary is tragic, namely the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion throughout pregnancy, the prayer service will be marked by the conviction that Jesus Christ has conquered the power of death, and therefore the power of abortion. He is risen. Because Christ is life, to stand with Christ is to stand with life, and to stand against whatever destroys it. On that proclamation, Christians stand together, and will stand together strongly on January 18th. And this brings to mind St. John Paul II's words in the Gospel of Life, quote, "Service of the Gospel of Life is thus an immense and complex task. This service increasingly appears as a valuable and fruitful area for positive cooperation with our brothers and sisters of other churches and ecclesial communities, in accordance with the practical ecumenism which the Second Vatican Council authoritatively encouraged. It also appears as a providential area for dialogue and joint efforts with the followers of other religions and with all people of goodwill. No single person or group has a monopoly on the defense and promotion of life. These are everyone's task and responsibility. Only the concerted efforts of all those who believe in the value of life can prevent a setback of unforeseeable consequences for civilization." That's from Evangelium Vitae, number 91. The National Prayer Service has been held on the morning of the march for 25 years now. It has always been held either in a government building or one that has explicit connections with our civil government. This is so because we come to Washington precisely to speak truth to power and to urge our public servants to serve all the public, including the unborn. Moreover, it has always featured the participation of deacons, priests, and bishops of multiple denominations, including some key church leaders in North America. Some years, we've had denominations representing every letter of the alphabet. The educational opportunity this event affords, especially on our young people who come to D.C. for the march, is unique when it comes to teaching them that Christians can, in fact, pray and work together across denominational lines. In 2019, the National Prayer Service speakers will be Father Mitch Pacwa of EWTN, Evangelist Alveda King, Civil Rights for the Unborn, and Sandra Merritt, who was instrumental in uncovering Planned Parenthood's widespread trafficking of baby body parts in 2015 with the Center for Medical Progress. Go to nationalprayerservice.com for all the details. So that's my column that appeared in lifenews.com. And brothers and sisters, I hope you go there frequently and regularly. Our friend Stephen Ertelt does a great job keeping all pro-life people informed of the news, the developments in the pro-life battle for the unborn, and indeed with good commentary from his regular contributors, of whom I am privileged to be one. And thank you, friends, for also listening to and promoting the End Abortion Podcast. We want to end abortion. We're determined to do so. We need your help doing so. Keep in touch with us. Spread the word about this podcast. Let's get as many listeners as possible, and let's win the victory for our unborn brothers and sisters. Thanks. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.